Salaam alaikum and what's up everyone and welcome back to TG Let's Talk. This is episode number 5 and I am your host TG. And today we have with us a special guest by the name of Nick Arundel. So Nick, what's going on, man?
How are you, bro? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Haven't seen you for a bit. Haven't seen you for a minute, given the situation, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's difficult, especially for you know, freelancers and self-employed. Freelancers here in Dubai.
Absolutely, we're gonna touch up on that, and we definitely want to hear your opinion on that and what people should do and what you advise and recommend. But first, we want to talk about your photography. So, you are a photographer / content creator. You own a production company. You're self-employed. You're a freelancer. You do video photography. You do it all, man. Yeah, quite a resume here.
I'll backtrack a little bit. So I've been in Dubai 2 years. I had a background in IT. So I worked in London in IT, installing phone systems. Had a passion for photography. And that went to the next level. I went traveling for 18 months around the world, touched on 5 continents, 38 countries. And the passion for photography, videography and content creation went to the next level. Hence my arrival in Dubai in January 2016, decided to open up my own company and delve into the big wide world of Dubai and freelancing. And since then, just been building the company, Nick Arundel Productions, trying to do as much content creation as possible in the world of photography and videography. So that's kind of where we are at the moment.
Well, you're definitely doing a good job and you are being noticed.
Yay! The main passion is travel photography. I love traveling. That's my first thing. And then to add photography into the mix. I love to take pictures that are that make people go wow.
How many countries, if you were to just give me a number, how many countries have you hit?
So in total, I've been about 60 countries.
Wow, you've been around the world, man.
Yeah, I've been around the world. You could say that. Yeah. So like I say, in 2016, I quit my job back in the UK, sold everything I owned, and basically designed a path that from the UK went all across Southeast Asia, all across India, Indonesia, Australia, New Zealand, went all the way to Fiji. Normally, your next route from there is Hawaii, San Francisco. I decided to travel all the way back to the UK because I've got 2 children back in the UK. I picked them up within a month across the States from New York to San Francisco. They flew home. I then carried on for 4 months through South America ended up in Brazil, basically, into Rio.
So, wow, man. You're living a photographer's dream right there. That's amazing, man.
Yeah, amazing experiences.
Now for something like that, so that's quite a pocket load. and what I mean by that, that's definitely heavy on the pocket. So did you have to plan a year in advance or did you really make a plan for it or did it just happen sporadically?
Yeah.
Spontaneously,
so,
I mean.
Yeah, the pros and cons to it. So because I had 8 months to think about exactly the trip, so I quit my job in March, April 2016, and I didn't end up going until November, December 2016. So I had 6 okay. months where I just YouTubed literally every night when I got home from work. It was the only thing you can think about. I'd book a flight, I'd land in Mexico City, or I'd land in Colombia or Peru, and it was very much, right, I've got 4 weeks here, but I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to follow the path that all the travelers take.
That's incredible, man. I have always wanted to do travel photography. But never, I've just always been tied down or whether it's business or whatever the case was. But when I would go visit a place, I've been to Iceland. I'm from New Jersey, lived in California. But when I first went to California, I remember when I was young, one of the first thing I wanted to do was rent a car and get lost.
Yeah.
And that's how I wanted to explore. I wanted to get lost. Did you ever get that have that situation? Did you have your map planned out?
No. So for me, and I think very much living in Dubai as well, and the UK, things are very structured, and everyone sticks to the same route. For me, the essence of traveling is getting lost.
Educating the client is half the sale.
You're correct.
It's 50%. I mean, you really need to have your client understand what the benefits they're getting from the services that they're paying for. You're doing a full service from A to Z that they're going to benefit from, and it's going to take their company to the next level.
Correct. The world that we're used to, TG, in terms of the clients that we deal with over here, they kind of understand that quality is better than quantity.
Let's come back to Dubai now. So in Dubai, you're known on Instagram as Nick Arundel Photography.
No,
is that
Nick
right?
Nick Arundel Dubai.
Nick Arundel, I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me. Nick Arundel Dubai. This is how people can find you. And on your profile, I've noticed a lot of landscapes.
Yeah.
Cityscapes.
Correct.
So how do you define your segment, or how do you define your setup in Dubai?
So I kind of looked across to my social media platform, especially Instagram, which is you use it quite a lot to advertise you. I kind of use it a lot for me to advertise what I do as well. And I kind of wanted it to say exactly who I was. I'm fundamentally love doing landscape photography. So that's kind of what I wanted to put onto my profile. When I got to Dubai, obviously very, very limited clientele. I was kind of doing everything, every kind of genre of photography that you can imagine, newborns to weddings, to interiors, to landscape. If you went to my page, it was all over the place. It didn't kind of tell a story. It didn't have a profile. It didn't tell who I was. Set your Instagram profile to be how you want to be seen within the market. You now know that I'm a landscape photographer. You hit my Instagram page, you go, we know what he does. If every two or third post was a portrait or an interior or street photography, you kind of lose the essence of what is Nick.
If your Instagram is or if your social media profile in general, let's just say other people use different platforms, you kind of lose that edge of defining who the individual that's running this page is, or who the company or the photographer is in this case. So if you have more of a streamlined setup, and if it's very clear, you kind of I think you have more of a clearer following.
Correct. Yeah.
I agree. Oh, good deal, man. Good deal. So, Nick, now for the big question, man.
I was waiting for it. All right, what are we doing?
We live in Dubai, obviously. Yep. And we're fortunate and blessed to be living in Dubai.
We are,
You know, may God protect us and the entire world and everyone in it. And I know other countries have it more difficult than others.
Correct.
But here now in Dubai, of course, the government wants to keep us safe. So they're giving us new rules. Honestly, I've never seen this before, where rules and regulations are changing by the day, if not by the hour.
Correct.
So one day we're told, clubs are closed and shisha places are closed. And then the next day we're told, hey, now restaurants are closed. And then we're told gyms are closed. And then we're told stay indoors. Yeah. And how do you cope with the situation? You being a creative, a photographer, someone who needs to be outdoors. How do you handle that and still stay positive?
It's tough. I mean, it's, you know, there's been days. So it's been 2 weeks so far for me where I've been sort of self-isolating. So, yes, we've been out on a couple of shoots for a couple of hours, but mainly I've been indoors. And, yes, there is some anxiety in the fact that, you know, as when's the next paycheck coming in? 95% of my work comes through school. So I actually deliver Canon Juniors Academy, which is for kids in schools. It's an after-school club. And then obviously the coronavirus come along. So we're all taking a step back. And, you know, the only thing I would say to people, and the only positive I would say to people, is this is a time to reflect. And I use this phrase, get your ducks in a row. What that actually means is, right, assess your business. When this is ready to go, with me, the schools is a big thing. So I've got to make sure now that in this period of downtime, right, is my website right? Have I got all the collaterals ready to go for September? Is the cameras ready? Have we done this? Have we done that? And I think that goes the same for any business. It doesn't mean to say photography. It's just about, right, what can we do when everything is about to kick off again? Have we got everything in place? Because you don't want to be lagging. You know, we've all got to be ready to hit the button bang. So between us four, we've all got different genres of photography that we like to do. And we just want to pass those kind of tips and tricks on to the public. So hence why we've designed these virtual workshops where we can just basically offer our advice to the public on these certain genres of photography through the coronavirus and then going forward. So use this downtime correctly, reset, find out where the pros and cons into business was, and get ready to go. Literally, when they click their fingers, whatever date that would be, just make sure you're in a position that you're ready to go. And that's kind of the advice I'd give.
Excellent advice. Excellent. Great advice from a professional. And then, Nick, now we have to ask you also, what advice would you give to your followers, to your listeners right now, the people that are listening to Nick, and they just learned a great deal about you and your life and what you do. What would you advise? What advice would you give to up and coming photographers, people that want to follow in your footsteps, and existing struggling photographers that are trying to make it out there?
Network. That's the first thing. I've learned that in Dubai massively. It's, you know, if you're based in Dubai, networking is a massive, massive thing. So for take the photography out of this for the minute, as a business, networking, becoming a people's person, people invest in you rather than, you know, your work still has to be at a level where it's good enough to be brought into the market, but people invest in you to start with. So be a people's person, network, make as many contacts as you possibly can. When it comes to the photography, the only way all of us, me, you, whoever, is you just continually practice your art. So if you're feeling down one day and you can't be bothered to go out, they're the days that you go out and you shoot and you basically learn and hone your craft. We're still learning. I mean, I remember we were talking last week, TG, when we was on our other shoot, and I said to you, and you said, we're all learning, Nick. We never stop learning. So it doesn't matter if you've been in the industry 1 year, five years, 15 years, there's always something, a new technique or a person that comes into the market that we can always learn off. So my biggest advice, and I get asked it when I'm in seminars, is you just have to keep going to shoot to hone your craft. So whenever you get free time, and I know people are busy because we've all got work, but that's the only time you really start to enjoy your photography is when you're relaxed. There's not too much pressure from the client. You can go out, shoot in the desert. You can go and shoot long exposures along the road, cityscape from a rooftop. Nice, enjoyable, no pressure time. They're the times that you actually start to practice and hone the craft of photography.
Incredible. Incredible. Great advice. Great advice. And for those of you listeners out there that are based in Dubai or international, Nick, myself, Stevie, and Andy, we are part of Living the Lens, and it's not a boy band group. So, <you know? laughs> we get that a lot out there, so, you know, but it's literally Living the Lens. Yeah. We enjoy it. The name has a story behind it on another day, but what we want to say here is, if you guys want to learn about photography, learn about how we do what we do and how Nick does what he is doing, join us on Living the Lens. You can check us out on at Living the Lens on Instagram, or you could email us at info@livingthelens.
So what we're trying to do for the public is create a number of virtual workshops. So we've purchased an app called Zoom, which is openly available in the market.
All right. And if they want more information, they could send us a DM at livingthelens on Instagram or email us at info@livingthelens.com.
Yeah.
Good deal. Well, Nick, my friend, it's been a great conversation. Oh, man, it was really nice having you on. And we learned a lot about you today. And you gave us some pretty good tips, points, and tricks, like you said. And we look forward to having you back.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Okay, guys, stay safe. Keep strong. And we'll get through this together, this coronavirus.
All right, guys, that was my interview with Nick Arundel. Thanks for tagging along. I'm your host, TG. And if you'd like more information about myself, you can check me out at TG from Dubai on Instagram, on Twitter, and in every other platform. It is TG from Dubai. Thanks again, and we'll catch you on the next one.